Jamestown Finance and Legal recommends Public Works Director. Pheasants Forever continue fundraising for various projects. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Jamestown Finance and Legal Committee made the first move to hire a Public Works Director Tuesday afternoon. Deputy Auditor Jace Fiam informed the committee they had created a job position for the Public Works Director role.
Over the last couple of months, we have spent a considerable amount of time evaluating our staffing in our Public Works area. With some recent resignations and job openings, we were trying to look at a way to be the most effective and efficient as far as in our administrative field.
Sviam says it was determined the city needed someone in the Public Works Director position. The committee unanimously approved the job description, leading them to discuss the next item of hiring on Tyler Michael into the position. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. With a busy 2022 almost in the books, the James Valley Pheasants Forever are turning their attention to their big banquet fundraiser on October 28th at Club 1883. Club member Ken McDougall says since 2010, they've completed various projects to enhance their conservation efforts in the James Valley area.
Youth projects, habitat improvement in the James Valley area, and to support advocacy efforts on a state and national level. In fact, due to all the wonderful support we received last year, the James Valley Pheasants Forever chapter was the number one chapter in the state of North Dakota when it came to supporting advocacy for habitat.
McDougall adds they'll be holding their banquet this Friday, October 28th, to raise funds to continue their conservation efforts. Read more again at newsdakota.com. And a former government official of the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation, accused of accepting bribes and kickbacks from a construction contractor, has pleaded guilty to a federal charge in North Dakota. Randall Phelan was an elected representative of the governing body of the three affiliated tribes from the end of 2012 to the middle of 2020. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.